Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, April 16th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up a half a cent at 319 and three quarters. May beans down 5 1/4 cents at 836 and three quarters. May wheat down 10 1/2 cents at 529 and three quarters. Well, more erosion certainly in the beans and the wheat. I'm not sure why the corn was able to bounce here today. The meal was a little bit lower. Crude oil finished, I think it was steady on the day. It's a double bottom low close on the crude on the day charts. Let me just verify that. Yeah, double bottom low close at 87. If we can rally it from here, maybe we've got a base in this crude. Maybe the Russians and OPEC will actually do something positive out here. But the dollar was up 61 ticks, back over a full dollar there at 100.10. That didn't help anything. We're just in that frame of mind where until we get Corona figured out, either a cure or a vaccine, the market's got a tendency to want to move lower in here. You know, again, I think we can make our new lows first notice day. That's more than a week away. So, you know, I still think we've got some more downside potential in all these markets. We don't see anything good except for the grain markets. They're backing up cattle and hogs, and they got to feed them something. So, but I don't think that's going to make a big dent in what's happening with ethanol out here. We haven't seen great exports. It's just this Corona thing has got the world in a tizzy, and I don't see that the grains are immune to it at all. The Dow Jones, like I said, closed higher, 33 bucks, but I suppose it's something out here. We're still 400 points away from our highs this week. Maybe we go for those tomorrow and try to close it good on a Friday. But overall, we've got to have something that really turns this thing around. Weather, China, crude oil, something has got to give in order for these markets to find some real strength out here. Funds are short, everything now, except maybe the meal. They're still long, maybe just a little meal out here. We'll know tomorrow on tomorrow's commitment of traders reports. But it's the same old thing. The Egyptian tender in wheat went to France and Russia. France got 180,000. Russia got 60,000. So once again, the U.S. got locked out of that business. So there just isn't much help out here. And lower prices seem to be the path of least resistance for the time being. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.